And somebody who's nominated, and you're right into that one, Danny, actually.
There you go.
Nominated for Speech Broadcaster of the Year, Speech Radio Personality of the Year.
Speech Bubble Moron of the Universe.
It's your award, because you won this last year, so you're the current holder.
I'm the current holder. I'm also the current holder of DJ of the Year.
DJ.
Which was awarded to me about 7 years ago, and then the category was permanently rested, and I was given it to it for a show where I didn't play records.
Okay.
Which I thought was extraordinary, but like Brazil winning the World Cup three times, they go, and it's never been done since. It was a category, and I've got it etched on my Sony Award. DJ of the Year, in perpetuity, apparently, because they've never done it since.
No, it was quite emotional, obviously, last year.
People were still weeping into their shoes.
Just move that out of your way, there you are.
Well, from my perspective, I gave a speech full of humility, grace, deference, and tonight I intend, if I was lucky enough to win again, to wipe all that away and say, I apologise, everyone, that's not me. I don't remember, last year I was so whacked out on radiotherapy, chemotherapy, everything else. I literally had to lay down in the foyer before I came in here. I shouldn't have been here. Doctors told me not to be here. And I think professionally I shouldn't have been here, because I delivered a speech that made, you know, the end of the Railway Children look like hard and fast gangsterism.
But I think whether you win or not tonight, Betty and Beryl have stolen you.
You know what? It's victory enough being in the same room. The one thing I don't get, and I don't get me wrong, Betty and Beryl, the thing is, it must be a really good show, and I hope people aren't being patronising, saying, oh, they're old, because they're in their 70s, which means 50 years ago they were in their 20s when the Stones and the Beatles and everything else, they're like Janis Joplin's age, Jimi Hendrix's age, they know what's what. And the idea that young people presume to say, oh, no, they have seen more, experienced more, invented more pop culture probably than we even know.
Yeah.
Their show is good, it's not old. And old, of course, they're younger than Leonard Cohen, the pair of them. They know what's what. And I couldn't bear with people going,
it's about...
They are not a couple of poodles who just want...
No,
they didn't win Britain's Got Talent like a dog. They are really good broadcasters, obviously.
But it's about your what your show delivers for its audience, I guess, isn't it? And that, for
I think the target audience is all very well, but they're apparently really good broadcasters.
Yeah.
None of us are universally popular, believe me, I know. No. But the idea that they're like, they're old, I think... is the arrogance of chronology. Is
your show on 5 Live, whenever I tune in, I can't keep up.
Infrequently.
Yeah, no, it's quite often. I can't keep up with all your topics. How many topics do you have on an average Saturday morning? How do you and your production team keep a track of them? It's just ring us about this, and then you go,
I do hope you don't think I'm just being... But the production team know them when I write them on the train going there, and I always have done this. Nobody ever believes it. It's not... You know, it's not heart surgery, but I write down stuff. If the tube train or the bus going there, and I generally get a bus and a tube train, sees an advert with a mushroom on it, you think, right, subject mushrooms, come on. What you've got to do is defy an audience, challenge an audience. Say to them, ever been locked in a wardrobe? Ever had something stuck to your grandmother? Throw it. If nobody answers, that's fine. But if one person answers, you've got a radio
show. But people do as well.
And they do.
On that show, don't they?
And I don't get the idea, this generic, you know, we're just like you. Tell us the most embarrassing thing. Not good enough. Come on, you're here to work, not appear. Give us specifics. Say to us, has anybody literally ever fallen down an open manhole like in cartoons? Has anybody ever had an uncle who went on... To be a spaceman? And if people say no, that's an absurd, it doesn't matter. There's an audience. An audience means you're listening. And if two or three of you stand up and go, actually, yes. Like last week when I said, has anybody in real life ever said, hang on, I hate to stop you, but I think we're related. Now, that's a niche thing to say, but if one person rings up, boom, as long as you've got 17 plates spinning. So I appreciate when people say, how do all those subjects come? You've just got to think of them, and the public will fill in the gaps. It really is. Don't look at audience research. Don't look at pie charts. Don't look at what the producer tells you. Personality means just that. Try and eke out something where you think, I think I know what an audience like. I think I know if you're sitting on a boring coach journey, and that's why it's still a football show, you don't talk about team selection and who do you think's going to win the FA Cup and what do you think about Man United. You actually sit there and go, do you remember that tramp who smelt of Palmer violets? people can smell of anything, can't they? And they can. Absolutely. It's just jump, just leap. You know, as I say, as long as you've got more than 12 subjects, and an audience will say, well, I don't get that, but I'll stay tuned in case somebody ever has met the ghost of Jimi Hendrix.
How do you think Chris is doing tonight?
He's terrible. Big Matios. I'm so sorry for him.
I know.
His spirit has left his body. Yeah. In India, they're worshipping him as the fourth prophet. I've never seen anyone die quite so badly. A fisherman in the fourth rope.
Oh, he's here.
I have no idea. What I think
it's
was Chris is playing to his strength.
It's time to light it's time to get things started on the Danny Show tonight.
As I said a moment ago, he's dying so badly, a fisherman in the fourth row got up and fired off a flare, and I said, my friend, a simple phone call, I could have spared you this.
It's the best I've ever been.
The tragedy is it is.
Isn't it amazing how you talk about Chris Evans and he appears?
The great thing is, on the way in, and it's always an awkward geography and dynamic getting through the assembled press. Thank God they're still interested. But they say, rather catch-all questions like, are you hoping to win tonight? And I've got to tell you, the absolute rock bottom, with all due respect to this wonderful occasion.
Yes.
Otherwise, Chris and otherwise, Chris and I wouldn't see each other. And Danny Kelly and two or three other friends here. And the driving force behind it is, because he and I are just as bad at mobile phones and everything else, and the driving force behind it, and I said to my wife when I left today, I might be late because I think Chris might hang around. And I've got to tell you, that is it.
Tell your wife you're going to be early.
He says he's got to go. But
you've only got to start worrying if you see Alan Brazil as well.
I get it. Believe me.
You want to get Alan Brazil here?
No.
Because that would involve a flight of stairs, which I don't think I have to negotiate at the moment.
Do you remember, the only person on TFI Friday, a show in the early 50s that Chris and I worked on. The only guest on TFI Friday was Excuse Stairs was Barry White. Do you remember Barry White?
I couldn't
do him anymore, and we now call him the Alan Brazil Stairs. They're in the movie house, I think, that does the history of the industry. But we simply haven't seen it's absurd, and every year we get together and say, I'll ring you next week, but we forget we don't actually have phones.
No, we do have phones, but we're always in each other's hearts, and that's where we
Are you enjoying it tonight? It's a bit more showbiz.
Use that Leveson inquiry stuff I gave you. It's gold.
Okay.
It's gold.
Okay, I'll do that about 12:30 when we've got 10 awards to go.
Chris is going down to take part in the second half of the awards. Danny, really nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. And good luck for your awards.
Thank you very much indeed.
In the second half, it's nice to see you. Right, joining us next in the Radio Today studio, I believe we might need to turn the microphones down a little bit. Mr. Peter Dixon, have a sit down here.